This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Some might argue that there's nothing more American than baseball. Well, you know those ballpark franks that go with it? They're Michigan made.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
A lot of things we use, or in today's case, eat, have a made in Michigan pedigree that you may not know about. Joel Stone is the curator for the Detroit Historical Society. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Very good. So we're going to talk about the ballpark frank. We know they plump when you cook them, but I didn't know they were Michigan-born.
They were Michigan-born, and Michigan had kind of the best frankfurters in the country. And the ballpark was a perfect example of that.
Now, I understand a Detroit-based company, High Grade Food Products, was already making those hot dogs in the 1950s, but how did they take on the name Ballpark Franks?
Yeah, that was Mary Ann Kirk, who was an employee at High Grade. She came up with the name, but it was a guy named Gustav Hoff who came up with the dog. Of course, hot dogs have been served at ballparks for, you know, several decades, and the Tigers were not happy with theirs. So the folks at Briggs Stadium approached High Grades, and Gus Hoff came up with the hot dog that then went on to become the ballpark frank. And frankly, I think it was a wonderful marketing move. They tied to baseball, which for a product means summer and sports and good times and fun. So from that marketing standpoint, it was wonderful. And then the donor advertising company here in Detroit came up with the plump when you cook 'em slogan, and that just set them apart from every other hot dog in the country.
So this really is an important Michigan creation.
Oh, it is. And now across the country, the ballpark frank, you know, we can say it started right here in Detroit.
Joel Stone, curator for the Detroit Historical Society. You've made me hungry for a big, juicy ballpark frank. Thank you, Joel.
All right. Thanks, Cynthia.